Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me here for another episode of Mental Note. I appreciate you on this Tuesday afternoon. It is March 16th. We're one day away from St. Patrick's Day. Guys, I have a not so fond memory, but a memory all the same, one that will stick with me for the remainder of my days. My father passed on March 13th in 2000, the year 2000, and he was buried on St. Patrick's Day. So, I'm always thinking about my dad, but definitely St. Patrick's Day, I always think about him and, you know, really reminisce about who he was or who he is. Actually, his spirit still lives on, who he is in my life. And so we're a day away from St. Patty's Day. A lot of drinking normally. People do a lot of drinking on St. Patrick's Day, right? Green beer and stuff like that. That's kind of what I notice as St. Patrick's Day approaches. It's like people party and they drink, and I don't even really know exactly what St. Patrick's Day is for. I know it's an Irish holiday, but I don't know, you know, who was St. Patrick. I don't know. At any rate, guys, if you'd like to call in, feel free. Call in number 646-716-8611. You can call in if you are listening live. Feel free. Tonight, we're in the middle of the afternoon. But guys, I'm talking about pausing for only a minute. Pausing for only a minute. We have been in turmoil for, you know, lack of a better word, really, turmoil for a year. We just came across the 1 year anniversary of the coronavirus. So we have been, you know, going through some serious, traumatic things for the last year. And everyone has been on pause, pause, pause. You can't go outside. You can't go have dinner at a restaurant. You can't be around your family, your friends, just on pause. You know, like a kid who has did something that they weren't supposed to do and your parent put you on pause. We have literally been on pause. And it brought me to the thought of everything else has continued, though. We as people have been put on pause in the sense that, you know, we can't live our normal day-to-day lives, but our responsibilities didn't stop. You know, your rent payment, your mortgage payment was still due unless you were able to get some sort of reprieve from that. But most of us, it was still due, right? Car payments, all of our bills, all of our responsibilities kept going. Aging didn't stop. You know, you still might have spotted a gray hair here or there. You might have added a new wrinkle to your face. Aging did not stop unless you moisturize good, which is what I try to do. my milk is still spoiling. After a few days, it's time to throw the milk out and get new milk. The milk didn't stand still. You know, it didn't just stay fresh. It's still spoiling. Everything was continuing. Everything was continuing except we had to pause our day-to-day normal activities, which was a huge, or has been a huge, adjustment. And guys, I just wanted to come on today to encourage you, to encourage myself to just keep keeping on. It's time to, like, shake it off, right? The vaccine is rolling now. A lot of people have had both shots and, You know, get the shot. Really, get the shot. Like, if we're not seeing people just passing out from taking this shot, and, you know someone who's had it, and maybe they've had it for at least 30 days or 60 days, get the shot. That's how I'm looking at it. It's like, okay, let me see how it, you know, how people are adjusting to it after about 30 days. You know, you hear about the sore spot after they give you the shot. Your arm is going to be sore. Okay, that's with any shot. That's with the tetanus shot. I'm sore, okay? I got that. I still get it every 10 years. So, you know, if I could take a tetanus shot because I might get rabies or something, I don't even know, you know, real bad infection that prevents from that, then I can take the coronavirus shot that will prevent me from getting an illness where I can barely breathe and may lose my life. I mean, come on. That's, you know, I know all of the theories. I get it. I'm from Alabama, so I get the whole Tuskegee, you know, experiment and all of that. I get it. But there again, in 2021, I'm going to take the coronavirus vaccine. So I want to encourage everyone to do that so that we can continue our lives, guys. We only should be pausing for a minute. Now it's time to live, right? Keep living. Keep exploring. Keep being creative. Keep looking for joy. Keep being happy, you know, taking care of yourself, loving your family, your friends. You know, now really, guys, we can look back and say, you know, thank God that we are here alive. We know people who did not make it. And even in the description of today's show, guys, I was talking about the other mishaps, the other tragic losses that have occurred during this coronavirus that had nothing to do with coronavirus. I mean, stuff was still keeping on. That's what I'm saying. We had to pause for a moment as, you know, a people, but life continues. Things were still happening. I had a dear friend who was murdered, guys. They found her on Valentine's Day. She was my childhood friend. Mind you, I haven't been around this person in 20 years, but still, I considered her a friend. You know, she was my childhood friend. We didn't fall out or anything like that. I just moved away, and we just kind of lost contact. But she was murdered in her home, guys. I mean, it broke my heart. I think I spoke a few shows back last year about my cousin who had a car wreck back in September. And he died on Thanksgiving last year. My cousin, like a brother to me, you know, I loved him. Like, he was so dear to me, so close to me. And I've, you know, it's taken me a long time to even really be able to accept, you know, that he's gone. We were pretty close in age. You know, he was a few years older than me, but still a very young man. And lost his life in a car accident, you know. And, guys, I'm just saying that we only should pause for a minute because time is so fleeting. It's, you know, it goes so fast. Life goes so fast. And, you know, your kids grow up so fast and, you know, things change in your life. And so you enjoy every moment. Every moment, you know, is precious and it should be savored, guys, savored. Savor the moments, you know, really, really enjoy the moments. And one of the things that I have resolved within myself is that one thing is to definitely savor my moments. I have had some incredible moments in my life that when the moment was happening, I didn't really recognize it or savor it as much as I should have. And so now as I move forward, guys, I'm really savoring my moments, you know, really taking them in, really enjoying the precious moments because that's all we have in this life, guys. And so, and those are the things that we're going to go back and we're going to remember, you know, when we get too old or, you know, we get in a situation where we can't necessarily have that moment again, at least we have the memory, and at least we know that we savored it in the moment. You know, we didn't just let it flee. We didn't just, you know, pay it no mind. So that, you know, that is what this whole coronavirus pausing, that's the lesson that I've taken from it, is to savor my moments. Guys, thank you so much for joining me here. This is Mental Note. If you'd like to share your very own mental note, feel free to hit me up on social media, guys. I'm Instagram, Mental Note TV, Twitter, Mental Note TV, as well as Facebook, Mental Note TV. Everything is being revamped, guys. The new website is going to be rolling out soon with new shows. I'll be doing the YouTube Mental Note TV, and that those shows will also be on my website, along with a lot of other great things, events and different things that I'll be doing as the year progresses. So I hope you will join me for the ride and help me to savor the moments. Guys, thanks again for joining me. I'm going to take a quick break before saying goodbye for today. Stay tuned for more. This is Mental Note. All right, guys, quickly before I go, I want to mention the real estate market. As you guys all know, if not, then let me inform you that I am a realtor. I have professionally been practicing real estate for the last 15 years. And I wanted to make you aware, if you are not, that now is the time to buy, guys. Real estate is on fire. Mortgage rates are very low, and if you are in the market to purchase real estate, if you have questions, visit connect at yourfhs.com. Be happy to help you reach your goals in real estate, guys, be it first-time home buyers. If you have no clue what to do, I would be happy to assist you guys. You can also go to Facebook page, Future Home Buyer Services. There's lots of information there about the current market and different things that are going on in the real estate market. I am happy to be of service, guys. It is a passion of mine. So if, in fact, you are wanting to invest, if you, like I said, are a first-time home buyer, really doesn't matter where you live or where you're looking, guys, I can help you out, okay? And that's going to wrap up today's show. I do appreciate you joining me, guys. I can't wait to do the videos. I think it's going to be better, you know, for you as well, because now I know, guys, you want to put a face with a voice, right? So, and I'm happy to oblige. So be sure to stay tuned to know when to catch me on YouTube and on mentalnotetv.com. I hope you have a fabulous rest of the week. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again, make it a great one. This is Mental Note.